Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we're continuing our discussion on avoiding high-drama people in your life. One of the things we know about high-drama people is that they typically have this need to be right all the time. And by being right, there usually aren't a lot of absolutes in right and wrong. It's being right according to their rules. And if you're in a situation with somebody like this, that you have to deal with them, it's a significant other, it's a boss, it's somebody that you have to have exposure, even a parent, that requires you to really understand their rules. Because the long and short of it is you're not going to change their beliefs. Most people are pretty headstrong, especially people that are high drama and have to be right. Those are people that are difficult, if not impossible, to change. So if you look at it from the standpoint of your boss, if that's the person, or your significant other, you really have to make an effort to see things from their perspective. Even if you don't agree, you have to find a way to peacefully coexist. So let's say you're in a relationship, your significant other thinks that that walking in the house with shoes on is the worst thing you can do. Thinks it's absolutely disgusting because you're tracking stuff from the inside, from the outside in, and has this terrible aversion to it, drives them crazy. Well, is that right or wrong? I don't know. Right? You could make the argument that if you're walking around without shoes on, you could spread athlete's foot. Is that the right thing or the wrong thing? I'm not here to make judgment on either one, but what I am here to tell you is that you have to see it from their perspective. And so the goal here is to peacefully coexist. And the other, if you're going to peacefully coexist, you have to be smart about where you have these challenges, and you also have to be smart about your exposures. So if you know that you're going to have challenges with these people, pick your battles. Don't feel the need to be right about everything. If the person you're involved with or the person you're talking to has this need to be right, let them be right. What does it really cost you at the end of the day? I mean, in 15 years of marriage, I've learned that I let my wife be right 90% of the time. If it's really important to me, that's the battle I'll pick. But if I picked every battle, I'm not sure I'd have a good relationship right now. And I think that's true of everybody. You really need to pick your spots. And in certain situations, whether it's a friend or a family member, if you know that people are like this, if you know they're the high drama people that always have to be right, make the effort to reduce your exposure to them. Spend less time there. You have fewer problems if you spend less time. You don't get as frustrated if you spend less time, and you deal with it while you're there. You also end up to being more tolerant if you're not around them as much. Just remember, it's okay to let someone else be right, even if you know they're not. Keep that one in perspective. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator on a daily basis, just subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desires, and I would love the opportunity to be that person for you. Just commit to getting here for a couple minutes a day. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to conclude our discussion on high drama people. But for today, just remember, you don't always have to be right. And if you're dealing with people that feel the need to be right, let them. Pick your battles, minimize your exposure, see the world from their perspective. But the goal here is peaceful coexistence.